Proverbs 4 and verse 8. It says, "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her." Now, the her being spoken of here is wisdom. Verse 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding." So wisdom is here spoken of in the feminine gender, again, as it is often in this book. So exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Let's just look at that first, the first two words there, exalt her. Exalt means to raise or set up on high, to lift up, elevate. In various figurative or non-material senses, it means to raise in rank, honor, estimation, power, or wealth, to praise, extol, magnify, to raise to a higher class, a higher degree of value or excellence, to dignify, ennoble. So when you exalt something, you raise it up, right? So you can physically raise something up and sit it on high if you exalt that deer antlers there. It's exalted, right? It's raised up. It's sat on high. I think you should hang it up there somewhere where you could see it. But anyway, it's exalted, right? And those deer head outside are exalted. Those nasty things hanging from that tree, right? They're raised up on high. But we can also figuratively exalt things, and that's what this is talking about. To raise in rank, honor, estimation, power, wealth. To praise or exalt, extol or magnify. So wisdom is the principle, which is the highest in rank or importance thing. Therefore, we should exalt her by elevating her to the highest place of importance in our life and praise her virtues. So in that it's the most important thing, then it ought to be raised to be the most important thing in our estimation, in our minds. That ought to be the one thing that our life is focused toward getting. And I don't know about you, but that's the one thing that's the most important thing for me in my life is to get wisdom, to try to be a wise person and make good decisions and live the best life that I can according to the Word of God. So this verse shows us the exceeding value of wisdom. And here's the reason. Because wisdom is the only thing outside of God Himself that the Scripture records righteous people exalting. I just did a search. I did a search on the word exalt. And you could check me out here and see if I'm right. But from what I found, unless I missed something, every single place in the Bible, except for this verse, and there may be another one that talks about exalting wisdom, I don't know. I can't think offhand if there's another one. But every single place in the Bible where righteous men are exalting something, it's God Himself. This is the only other place where righteous men are exalting something or are told to exalt something, and that's wisdom. So only two things in the Bible are exalted by righteous people: God Himself and wisdom. That tells you something, or should tell you something, about how important wisdom is, because it's the only other thing in the Bible that righteous men exalt. Now, of course, unrighteous men exalt other things, namely themselves, right? They will have a lot of great things to say about themselves. How's the proverb go? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a righteous man? Faithful man, but a faithful man who can find. Most men will tell you how great they are and all the wonderful things they've done and how good of a person they are. Most men. A faithful man's hard to find. Every other place in the Bible where the righteous are said to exalt something, it's always God. I'm not going to read these verses, but I have a whole bunch of them here. I'll just rattle them off, just in case you did want to look them up at some point. Exodus 15:2, Psalm 34:3, Psalm 99:5 and 9, Psalm 107:32, Psalm 118:28, Isaiah 25:1, and there's other ones I didn't even put down in here. So all those verses talk about men exalting God. Now, the other part of the verse, "and she shall promote thee." So exalt her and she shall promote thee. Promote is to advance a person to a position of honor, dignity, or emolument, especially to raise to a higher grade or office, to prefer. So when you're promoted, you are advanced to a position of honor. It's like whenever you're promoted at work, right? You go from being a peon to a manager, whatever, a manager to an executive, and so on, right? So you're moved up. the ladder, raised up to a higher, greater office. Well, when we exalt wisdom instead of ourselves and our own ideas, God will promote us. He promotes them who promote his cause. So when we promote his cause, when we lift up his cause, which is promote and exalt, or similar words, when we promote wisdom, wisdom promotes us. Now, the wicked do not exalt God or wisdom. Look at Hosea 11 and verse 7. The wicked exalt themselves, but not the Lord. Because if they exalted the Lord, they wouldn't be exalting themselves. Hosea 11 and verse 7. It says, "And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him." Now, these are God's people who are fallen into sin, right? So these are actually probably some of God's elect, because he refers to Israel as his people, and many of Israel were his elect. So here are his own people that are fallen into sin, and they would not exalt God. They're not going to lift up God. They want to put down God. They want to get rid of God. They always exalt themselves. Let me just give you a couple of verses. I got several here. But look at Psalm 66 and verse 7, first of all. Psalm 66 and verse 7. It says, "He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah." Let not them do it, because, of course, they're bent toward doing that. That's what they like to do. Psalm 140 and verse 8. Psalm 140, verse 8. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. Because as soon as God allows the wicked, their wicked device, to be successful, guess what they're going to do? Exalt themselves. As soon as God allows a wicked nation to go over and beat up on another poorer, weaker nation, and as soon as they're allowed to do that, what are they going to do? Exalt themselves and talk about how powerful they are, how tough they are, and everything. The psalmist is saying here, let them not do that, because they'll end up exalting themselves. Let me give you another one here. Daniel 11 and verse 36. Daniel 11, 36. This is a prophecy of the Herod dynasty. It says, "And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done." So I'm not going to get into that prophecy, other than just to tell you it is a prophecy of the Herod dynasty. But look at what he would do. He would exalt himself, magnify himself above every god, and speak marvelous things against the God of gods. So when you exalt yourself, you can't exalt God. They're mutually exclusive. Obadiah 1:4 talks about, "Though thou exalt thyself to the stars." We just recently looked at that verse here in the last few weeks in a sermon, I believe. Now, those that exalt themselves will get the opposite of what they're attempting to get. They will get abased. Matthew 23 and verse 12. It's funny how that works. You'd think if you exalted yourself and talked up yourself and tried to put yourself up on a pedestal for everybody to see, you'd think that you'd be popular and well-respected and loved and so on. But it's just the opposite. When you do that, you'll be abased. God will make sure of it if men don't figure it out. Matthew 23 and verse 12. Jesus said, "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." So the person that talks themselves up will get pushed down by God. The person that has a low opinion of themselves, God lifts up. So it's just the opposite of what we intend. So the key to promotion in this life is prizing wisdom above all else. because those that value highly wisdom and practice it will be promoted at work, in church, in school, in society, in life in general. You think about it, who would you want to promote at work? One of these days when you're running the company, which you will be soon, if you exalt wisdom, you'll get promoted, you'll be running the company. And when you're running the company, who are you going to promote? The idiot that makes dumb decisions every time you turn around, or the guy that makes good, sound, wise judgments and decisions? Of course, you're going to promote that guy, right? That's who gets promoted. People that highly exalt wisdom, especially if he's a godly man and a Bible-believing Christian, even better. But even if he's not a Bible-believing Christian, if he's got enough sense somehow that he learned to make good decisions, he's going to get promoted, guaranteed. Who's going to get promoted by God to be a pastor? The guy that makes stupid decisions all the time and his life's a wreck? Well, hopefully not. Not normally, right? That God's not going to. Why would he promote somebody like that? He's going to promote people that know the Word of God and that make wise decisions. Who, I don't know if this example is going to work, but who is going to end up being put in high office in politics? Of course, the most corrupt guy that takes all the donations, right? But in theory, who should people elect? The guy that can make wise, good decisions. The guy that they could be confident that would have their best interests at heart and that would not do stupid things and that wouldn't make decisions on a whim, but that would make sound judgment.
Nobody gets understanding and wisdom anymore, and our leaders are a reflection of that.
That's exactly right.
He's elected by people who don't get wisdom and understanding.
That's right.
They don't have it.
And that's why we don't have it, because the people don't understand. The people don't have wisdom. So what do they vote for? A statesman that's going to do the right thing, or the guy that's going to keep the checks coming to them? The guy that's going to promise them everything for free? They don't have wisdom. They're going to vote for the stupid guy that doesn't have it either. That's how it happens. And shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So those that humble themselves and exalt God and wisdom will be exalted by God. They will be brought to honor. 1 Peter 5 and verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So you humble yourself, exalt wisdom and not yourself, right? And then God exalts you. That's how it works. Now it's said that wisdom is to be exalted and shall promote thee, but then here it gives another additional thing. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So wisdom also has to be embraced. To embrace is to clasp in the arms, usually as a sign of fondness or friendship. It's another word for a hug, basically. Now, it has various figurative uses also, because you can't actually hug wisdom, right? Wisdom is a concept. But figuratively, it means to accept gladly or eagerly. Also, that goes on to say some other stuff here that I'm going to skip over. It also means to take to one's heart, cultivate a virtue or disposition, etc. To adopt a course of action, profession, or calling, mode of life. To adopt a doctrine, opinions, religion, etc. Often with the notion of to accept joyfully. So if we put it all together, wisdom should be accepted joyfully, adopted into our lives, and held on to. That's what it means to embrace her. Adopt her, take her on as your own, hold on to her, don't let her go. And when we embrace wisdom, she will bring us to honor. Honor is high respect, esteem, or reverence, accorded to exalted worth or rank, deferential admiration or approbation, as felt or entertained in the mind for some person or thing. So when you're honored, you're highly respected, you're highly esteemed. And if we want to be like that, if we want people to respect us and esteem us and think highly of us, then we must first embrace wisdom. Because there's no other way to get it. nobody highly respects and esteems a man who rejects wisdom and makes foolish decisions. How many people do you highly respect that make dumb decisions? Nobody, right? You don't respect people like that. Even if they're a nice guy, right? There's nice people out there that are stupid. Nice people out there that don't know how to make good decisions, right? And their lives are messed up because they don't have sound sense. But you can like a guy like that maybe, but you can't respect a guy like that. There's a difference between liking somebody and even loving somebody and respecting them, right? That takes care of Proverbs 4 and verse 8.